Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 43, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishne Svadhama Upagate Dharma Jnana Adibihi Saha Kalau Nashta Drisham Esha Purana Arkaha Adhuna Uditaha Krishne Svadhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Dibhi Saha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Purarnako Dhuno Ditaha Krishne Svadhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Dibhi Saha Kalo Nashta Drishamesha Purarnako Dhuno Ditaha
Krishne Svadhamo Pagate
Krishne Svadhamo Pagate
Dharma Jnana Dibhi Saha
Dharma Jnana Dibhi Saha
Kalau Nashta Drishamesha
Kalau Nashta Drishamesha
Purarnako Dhuno Ditaha
Purarnako Dhuno Ditaha
Krishne Svadhamo Pagate
Krishne
What does it say there? What's the last line? How is it written? Read it. Yeah. So why did you say Puranarko Adhuno Ditaha? Tell him afterwards. Just pronounce it as it's written. Anyone else?
Krishne Svadhamo Pagate
Krishne Svadhamo Pagate
Dharma Jnana Dibhi Saha
Dharma Jnana Dibhi Saha
Kalau Nashta Drishamesha
Kalau Nashta Drishamesha
Purarnako Dhuno Ditaha
Purarnako Dhuno Ditaha
Ladies, please. Krishne in Krishna's Svadhama own abode Upagate having returned Dharma, religion. Jnana, knowledge. Adibhihi, combined together. Saha, along with. Kalau, in the Kali Yuga. Nashta, drisham, of persons who have lost their sight. Eshaha, all these. Purana, Arakaha, the Purana which is brilliant like the sun. Adhuna, just now. Uditaha, has arisen. Translation. This Bhagavat Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. Purport, Lord Sri Krishna has his eternal dham, or abode, where he eternally enjoys himself with his eternal associates and paraphernalia, and his eternal abode is a manifestation of his internal energy, whereas the material world is a manifestation of his external energy. When he descends on the material world, he displays himself with all paraphernalia in his internal potency, which is called Atma Maya. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that he descends by his own potency, Atma Maya. His form, name, fame, paraphernalia, abode, etc. are not therefore creations of matter. He descends to reclaim the fallen souls and to establish codes of religion which are directly enacted by him. Except for God, no one can establish the principles of religion. Either he or a suitable person empowered by him can dictate the codes of religion. Real religion means to know God, our relation with him, and our duties in relation with him, and to know ultimately our destination after leaving this material body. The conditioned souls who are entrapped by the material energy hardly know all these principles of life. Most of them are like animals engaged in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. They are mostly engaged in sense enjoyment under the pretension of religiosity, knowledge, or salvation. They are still more blind in the present age of quarrel or Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, the population is just a royal edition of the animals. They have nothing to do with spiritual knowledge or godly religious life. They are so blind that they cannot see anything beyond the jurisdiction of the subtle mind, intelligence, or ego, but they are very much proud of their advancement in knowledge, science, and material prosperity. They can risk their lives to become a dog or hog just after leaving the present body, for they have completely lost sight of the ultimate aim of life. The personality of Godhead Sri Krishna appeared before us just a little prior to the beginning of Kali Yuga, and he returned to his eternal home practically at the commencement of Kali Yuga. While he was present, he exhibited everything by his different activities. He spoke the Bhagavad Gita specifically and eradicated all pretentious principles of religiosity. And prior to his departure from this material world, he empowered Sri Vyasadeva through Narada to compile the messages of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And thus, both the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam are like torchbearers for the blind people of this age. In other words, if men in this age of Kali want to see the real light of life, they must take to these two books only, and their aim of life will be fulfilled. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of the Bhagavatam, and Srimad Bhagavatam is the summum bonum of life, Lord Sri Krishna personified. We must therefore accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the direct representation of Lord Krishna. One who can see Srimad Bhagavatam can also see Lord Sri Krishna in person. They are identical. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Manum Api Shatiputram Atrasurupam Rupam Tasyagrajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prabto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tamnatosmi Vande Hum Shri Guru Shri Atav Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutang Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagarna Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Guru Vaishnav Bhagavan Tine Smarne Hoi Bigna Binashon Anayashe Hoi Nija Vanchita Puran Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those who are from here, Salem, and who are attending the classes here every day will notice that the verse I'm reading today is out of the order that we've been discussing. The order of discussion is the 10th canto, first chapter. That means you started from Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Janmadyasya. How many years ago, approximately? 2007. So in 15 years, you've been steadily going through the Bhagavatam, and you've reached to the beginning of the 10th canto. And I'm going back here to almost the beginning of the Bhagavatam, as today we're having a Sankirtan festival. You had a Sankirtan festival for the last months. The Sankirtan festival is out in the big bad world out there. That's the Sankirtan festival. But we're distributing Srila Prabhupada's book. Sankirtan is generally understood as a public chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Well, it does not have to be public. It can be in the temple or in someone's house or whatever. Samyak kirtan, this prefix sam can be understood to mean sangha in association. In other words, bahubhir militva yat kirtanam iti sankirtanam. When many come together and chant the holy names of Krishna, that's called Sankirtan. And also Samyak Kirtan means perfect and complete Kirtan. So in that sense, Sankirtan term is applicable to distribution of the books of Srila Prabhupada, which are all for Kirtan, for glorification of Krishna in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. We find that the nine processes of the nine principal processes of Bhakti Yoga, among their exemplars, the first of Shravanam is Parikshit, and Kirtanam is Shukdev. And he's not famous for performing Nam Kirtan, although he recommends it in his Bhagavatam, but his Kirtan is speaking so that Parikshit could hear. So I thought this was a particularly suitable verse to speak at the Sankirtan festival when we're just remembering what was done in the last month or so and looking forward to many more months of blissful distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. And particularly because this book distribution marathon in Salem especially, and we'll see in other places how many sets of books they did, but here in Salem this marathon was marked by unprecedented distribution of sets of Bhagavatam and also Chaitanya Charitamrita. to all the blind people. Persons who have lost their vision due to the means nashadrisham, their seeing ability has become destroyed. It doesn't mean that they're blind from birth. If you say nashadrisham, it suggests that they could see at one point, but that has been spoiled. It's not the same as there is one term, janmandha, blind from birth. Here, blindness refers to blindness to the Absolute Truth. We have that at the beginning of the second canto. What is that verse? Yeah, right in the beginning of the second canto, Shukadeva says, persons who are blind to their real self. There are many verses like that. Pashanapina pashati, they see but they don't see. That's a little different to nashta drisham. It's a little bit different. They see but they don't see. Yeah, their vision is impaired. It means their spiritual knowledge. Apashyatam atma tattvam. Srila Prabhupada translates that. They don't see atma tattva. So Srila Prabhupada translates that the persons who are blind, I don't remember exactly, to the subject matter of the Absolute Truth. Griheshu grihamedinam, such persons are called like that. So what does it mean? They're blind to the real interest of human life, the real need of human life. But what does it mean? Because it seems like everyone's blind from birth in this sense. But it means that they have the inherent ability to see. Someone who's blind from birth physically may not have the ability to see at all. But someone who had vision at one point and lost it, that may be irreparable, just like if your eyes are gouged out, it may be irreparable. Although in these days of prosthetics, maybe you could get a new eye. I don't think they're anywhere near having any such thing, because the eye caused a lot of consternation to a certain gentleman in the 19th century called Charles Darwin. Now, how could such a complex organ come into being by random selection? Extremely complex. But there is hope for those who are in this material world, in the human form of life, that originally, this suggests that originally we had vision, maybe not in this lifetime, maybe not in many, many, many millions of lifetimes, but it can be restored. In human life, it can be restored. Generally, when we're distributing books, we tell people, oh, well, we're giving these books to all the intelligent people. You look like a very intellectual person. You look like a very spiritual person. These are the kind of things you say in the West. And we're giving these books out today to all the very intelligent people. So you can walk up to someone and say, we're giving these books to all the blind people. You're blind, aren't you? What are you talking about? I'm not blind. You are blind, sir. This is what Srila Prabhupada said. When I believe it was Gopi Puranadana, not Gopi, Gopavrindapal Prabhu, who was one of the great book distributors in the 1970s, and his, at that time, not wife, but she later married him, Mula Prakriti. She was also one of the tremendous book distributors in those times. Nowadays, their scores are being eclipsed, but in those days, it was phenomenal, considered phenomenal. So, when he asked Srila Prabhupada, what should we say when we distribute these books? And Srila Prabhupada said, you can show them this verse and read it to them. And there was a movie made by Yadubha Prabhu and Vishakha Mataji about book distribution. As Brilliant as the Sun is the name of the movie. You can see that movie. It still must be there on YouTube. In which it shows how the books are made, with Srila Prabhupada dictating, and then the whole process in the pre-computer times, or maybe when there were computers, but a computer which wouldn't have anything near the capacity of your smartphone would take up the whole room, and it would just give out ticker tape. So there were computers at that time. But computers used for, I believe that the BBT was ahead of its time, the BBT in America, in the late 1970s in getting computerizing some aspects of their book production. So the layout was by hand. You don't even know what all these things are. You can't even imagine it. And then you have to do masking, and when you're printing on the with the plates, you have to wipe the plates from time to time so they don't get, so the dust doesn't go on them, and you have to inspect the sheets coming on. Yeah, there's the Stone Age, as they would say. So they showed all these processes, and then Gopavrindapal Prabhu walks up to a devotee dressed as a kali on the street, and he says, "Excuse me, sir," and the man stops, which he wouldn't do in normal life. And so "I'd like to show you this book," and he opens it, and he starts reading this verse. So the movie is called As Brilliant as the Sun. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun. As brilliant as the sun, but if you're blind, you still can't see. Right? The sun can be as brilliant. Some blind people, so I'm told, they have some light sensitivity, not all of them. That if it's, they can understand that if it's very bright, there's a bright halogen light, or the sun is shining, they can see some kind of yellowness. And others, for others, it's just completely black. Or maybe not completely black, because when you close your eyes, it's not completely black, is it? I don't know what it's like to be physically blind. But the point is that simply the sun itself is not enough. We also need Gyananjana. The book itself is the Jnana, Dharma and Jnana. The book is Bhagavatam, is Krishna himself. So Dharma, Jnana, all these are there in Bhagavatam. But we say Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. We offer obeisance to the Guru who opens our eyes. Chakshurin Militam means to the eyes are opened. With the, so the eye can be open, but if the eye is blind, it still won't see, but it's figurative language, because the ointment of knowledge has to be applied, and that's the beginning. And then we come up to Premanjana, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, Vilochana, with the eyes. Santasa Daiva Hridyeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So Jnana is required, knowledge of who we are. That's at the beginning of Shukadev's instruction. He talks about Atma Tattva, Apashyatam Atma Tattvam. They don't see what is Atma Tattva. So that is required at the beginning. There we find the first verse of Bhagavatam. It's a summary of Bhagavat Tattva Jnana. And in the Bhagavatam itself at the beginning, states Bhagavat Tattva Vijnanam Mukta Sangopajayate, that by this knowledge, scientific knowledge of the personality of Godhead as found in the Bhagavatam, we become free from all bad things. So that the summary of all the knowledge in Bhagavatam is right there in the first verse. And then the establishing the importance of the Bhagavatam is in the second verse. And the third verse gives an intimation and an invitation to the topics of the, which will be the Premanjana. This is meant for, the first verse indicates those who are Brahma Jignyasu, those who are interested in understanding the Absolute Truth, they should come to this. And the third verse is for those who are looking for Krishna, looking for rasa, looking for prema. So it's all there in Bhagavatam, and people have no idea when we give them these books what they're getting. And literally, in many cases, especially in the Western countries, they no idea. In India, some people might have some idea, probably less so in Tamil Nadu, maybe a little bit more so after our Velagudi Krishnan. He gave series of talks on Bhagavatam on TV, but I don't think most people would watch that, would they? It wouldn't be a big smash hit. But it definitely made a difference, right, when we're distributing Bhagavatams. That was about 2 years ago he started giving. Is he still giving on Bhagavatam? I don't know. You don't know either. You don't watch TV. People don't know. In North India, many people have, at least some pious people, many people over the age of, say, 40 have heard of Bhagavatam. And then, and some younger ones also. But still, they don't know what we're giving, and we don't know what we're giving. Because it's Krishna, and Krishna is unlimited. We have some idea. And by studying Bhagavatam, we become enthusiastic to distribute Bhagavatam. Because we get some idea that even though what is given here is so much beyond my intellectual capacity, my emotional capacity, my level of purity, but it's there, it's been given in parampara by all the acharyas. Krishna wants to present himself to us in this way. He is so merciful. He has come again in the form of Bhagavatam. And Krishna's great representative in the present age, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, took so much work to compose these books. And he wants us to distribute them. And when we do so, we feel the presence of Krishna, which is blissful. And the people who are taking the books, that's probably one main reason why they take them. Because I was speaking about that yesterday. The energy, the spiritual energy just sucks them up, and they feel attracted to that. No, I was speaking to the Atlanta devotees. That was 2 days ago, 3 days ago, something like that. Otherwise, why would people buy these books? And the devotees just, as they distribute more and more and more, they get more and more blissful. Of course, it's not always like that. Sometimes we are off, after all, being tested by Maya, and sometimes we go out and we feel, what on earth? Maybe I should come back tomorrow, or the next day, or the next year. Sometimes we just, Maya tests us. But then as we start to distribute, we have to pray to Krishna. Krishna reciprocates, and the books go out. And as these marathons, so many books go out, there's more and more and more bliss. In this regard, I'm going to read a message sent to me by Jagan Mohan Gopal Das, ISKCON Salem, who was very much instrumental with his enthusiasm and organization and pushing others, begging others, inspiring others to get others to distribute sets of books, as well as himself distributing. So I'm going to read this mail from him, and you can feel the bliss that he is feeling. This came just after the marathon. Dear Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. By the mercy of your holiness and Gauranga, we had a blissful Srila Prabhupada marathon this year. After you wished us all success for huge book distribution, devotees were working very hard to make it a huge success. Working very hard. There's that in the 10th canto, toward the, one of the last purports, Srila Prabhupada, he emphasizes this word, kriyeshu. That one should work very hard in Krishna's service, and he emphasizes that devotees work very hard for distributing books. Continuing from the letter, from your pleasure, we have distributed 625 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. We are astonished. We are astonished. If you see from the 1970s, if all the group, all the devotees together could distribute 625 books in one day, that was a huge, huge news. That was unusual. That was very unusual. If from one temple, if all the devotees combined could distribute 625 books in one day, that was something very special. But in the month, they distributed 625 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and 440 sets of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, totaling 1,065 sets overall with 15,210 Maha Big Books. There are so many sets distribution exploits for the Sankirtan devotees, and we'll hear about that this afternoon. We have a session just dedicated to listening to what happened. How did Krishna manifest for you as you distributed these books? Continuing from the letter, our two Grihastha couples, Gaur Bhagavan Prabhu with his wife and Radha Raman Prabhu with his wife, crossed 100 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam and 100 sets of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita each. What is going on? It must be Krishna. Nrsingha Rakshita Mataji, Utkarshini Mataji, Sringi Prabhu, Sumati Mataji, and others also participated in set book distribution by calling so many persons known and anonymous. Back to Uvaraj, I guess that's Uvaraj, is it? Uvaraj did an amazing job of delivering the sets. While in the temple, we were catching new faces, known faces, unknown faces, reluctant faces, and pushing them to take Srimad Bhagavatam. Devotees relished speaking to them, and the buyers became influenced to become serious devotees also. In fact, devotees are in full ecstasy distributing and hearing the scores that they want to continue such set book distribution always. Buyers are also ecstatic possessing the sets. We were speaking about making plans for huge propaganda for Srimad Bhagavatam and how to flood the society with Srila Prabhupada's Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Grihastha devotees are so deeply engrossed that one maidservant who came to their house and hearing them talking about Bhagavatam, she also took a Bhagavatam set. You don't expect maidservants to buy a Bhagavatam set. It's probably a whole salary for the whole month or more. Devotees are giving Bhagavatam sets to auto drivers, coolie helpers. Now the coolies are unloading the boxes of books and they won't be able to load it. Here's one for you. Take one back. And by the way, you have to pay for that also. Coolie helpers, passers-by on the road, 10th standard students, college boys, retired persons, even jobless persons, new friends, old friends, forgotten friends and relatives. Ring up some relative. Oh, so nice here. I've been here for the last 20 years. What have you? Buy a Bhagavatam, sir. Forgotten friends and relatives, colleagues, neighbors, etc. There are many Sankirtan stories which devotees are relishing here. All glories 2. Srimad Bhagavatam, all glories to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, all glories to our glorious Master Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Your Holiness for engaging us in such a blissful service. Your eternal insignificant servant Jagan Mohan Gopal Das ISKCON Selam. So you can feel the energy, right? There's a lot of bliss there. Don't lose that. Keep it going. So many stories. So many devotees work so hard. Just yesterday, I was on the construction site. I heard the Rukminish, after working hard all day on the construction site, he'll go out for 2 hours with Chitta Hari Prabhu in the evening for book distribution. That's going beyond the call of duty, as the saying goes. So all glories to your service. I sent this mail to a few of my godbrothers and others in different parts of the world, this mail which I just read out, and I got a response from Shvavash Prabhu, temple president in Los Angeles since long before many of you were born. It must be 40 years, something like that. And he's been promoting book distribution non-stop. When he became temple president, book distribution was the standard thing that everyone did in America. Gradually different temples stopped. Gradually some supposed to be leaders in America started preaching that you shouldn't distribute books. Shouldn't distribute books because people don't like it. There shouldn't be any... We shouldn't distribute books because... Can anyone think of any words to fill that sentence which makes any sense? I can't. We should distribute books because, and you can think of so many reasons, but we shouldn't distribute books because I heard in Russia now, they're saying shouldn't distribute books because people are already feeling harassed because of the war. That's the most important time to distribute books. We're getting messages from Ukraine. One devotee, he hasn't been caught, somehow he hasn't been caught by the army yet. He's a young man. He's going out and distributing books every day. People are taking. They're not that they're completely poverty-stricken. So they're taking books. They're grateful. Anyway, we should distribute books. This is a mail from Shwaras Prabhu. You'll always find, year after year after year, Los Angeles. He's the town president there. And it's top or in the top three temples. Because he encourages it and he makes facilities for the book distributors. It's not that he's making a lot of money. The money for the temple comes from his wife, actually. She manages the... Shavasprabhu's wife manages the gift shop and the restaurant. And she sells books from there also. Anyway, Shavasprabhu wrote WOW in capital letters with an exclamation mark. You have sent me some pure nectar of the likes I haven't come across before in such a short time and with so much intensity. These Prabhus are truly surrendered to Guru and Gauranga. And thank you for being such a great motivator for these surrendered souls and the power of their faith and desire to please you and Srila Prabhupada is apparent. They are hearing you with rapt attention, with a clean mind, and the result is these amazing scores which only happen with a pure mind. Thank you for pushing on this most important work for His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So you're blessed. You feel you're blessed. You can feel the blessings of Krishna and Prabhupada. And now from halfway around the world, you're getting the blessings of Shavas Prabhu. And we also have present with us one of the great heroes of book distribution, Tamil president for... How many years? 15 years? 20 years in Helsinki. And the way he managed the temple was take everyone out on book distribution and go out himself and come back at the weekend, leave one or two people behind and everyone out, including himself, distributing more books than anyone else. And that's how he managed the temple for 15 years. Of course, it may not be the way that every town president manages the temple, but that's how he did it, is committed to that. So, Hare Krishna, thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We're going to hear the scores read out now. Jai, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, for your pleasure, Srila Prabhupada's pleasure, and Guru Gauranga's pleasure, here the marathon score for the...
Get an asan for them to sit on.
For the year 2022.
Oh, for the whole year now you're going to...
No, this is for marathon.
Okay. Marathon.
We had 171 devotees participating, and we have...
I didn't even know you had so many devotees.
And we had 8 teams gathered to distribute, to compete in Transcendental Book Distribution. So I'll go from the 8th one to the first. This is a temple book stall here. Distributed 342 Mahabig books, including 5 Srimad Bhagavatam sets, 5 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets, 39 big books, 18 medium, 362 small books, BTG 72 and BTG 2 subscription. So these are the names. I'll just read out the names of the devotees.
Vaman Prabhu, Sri Garudasan Prabhu, Sundar Rajan Prabhu, Purushottam Chaitanya Prabhu, Indira Mataji, Trivikram Prabhu, Bhakta Annamalai, Jai Krishnamurti Prabhu, Tulsi Priya Prabhu, Bhaktin Vasanti, Mukunda Narsimha Prabhu, Bhakta Gunasekar, Bhakta Ravi, Ram Narsingha Prabhu, Kartiki Devidasi, Bhakta Venkateshwaran, Shauri Prabhu, Rukmanish Prabhu, Bhaktin Kalai Mani, Sri Govindaraj Prabhu, Bhaktin Padmavati, Bhakta Srinivasan.
The ones whose names are called.
Those whose names are called, yeah. Come offer pranam to Srila Prabhupada, offer pranam to Guru Maharaj. And please, Vaman Prabhu, Garudasan Prabhu, come on.
All those whose names have just been called.
So, yaar perna ipa vasika patado, avanga modhalla Srila Prabhupada ku namaskaram seidittu, apuram Guru Maharaj ku namaskaram seidittu, Maharaj kudukkuratha vaangittu pora mari ketukrom. Ellarum vaanga seekrama, yaar perna ipa vasichamo.
Can take this out.
Sikravanga.
Yeah, you give it, because I'm going to, so many, I'm going to get pain in my arm. Yeah, pranam first. You can offer to Gokul also. You can offer to Gokul Chandra also. Yeah, come on. Nachlayaste Gonta Tane. You come to dance and you put the veil over your face. You have the Brahmachari ashram filled with all the same calendar. 10 calendars in one room.
Namaskaram munnaliye pannidunga. Over thara inga pannit irukka venda ange pannidunga. Seekra vaanga.
Maybe you should tell me. I don't know the names of all of them. I know Vamana, of course, I know. See. You have to know them also.
Okay. We leave the team who got the seventh place, Namakal Namahata. They distributed 295 Mahabig books, including 3 Srimad Bhagavatam says, 60 big books, 45 medium books, and 1,875 small books.
Because he's saying and then they do for just, they'll come so in 5 minutes and then it's stop, start, stop, start, stop.
Parameshwar Gauranga Prabhu, Taraka Prabhu,
oh, Parameshwar Gauranga's back in Namakal. He came here for
Bhakta Manohar, Bhakta Kannan, Jay Dharma Prabhu, Tarkshya Prabhu, Riksha Raj Prabhu. Sikara Vanga. Ellarum namaskaram pannunga sikaram. Vishnu, when I'm under Tingana, everybody can come quickly and offer. You know, they're standing in the line. Namaskaram.
You have to tell me all their names also. Half of them I know, maybe, not more. Maybe you don't know them. These are all Namakal. You don't know them also. Hare Krishna. Okay, next.
Then we have a team which occupies sixth place. This is a Gurukul team. Chitari Prabhu went to Gurukulis. They distributed 449 Mahabig books, including 10 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 3 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Gaur Premananda!
Haribo!
Come on, wake up, eh? No prasaram. Gaur Premananda!
Haribo!
Distributed 12 big books, 27 medium books, 1,551 small books, 59 BTGs and 7 subscriptions. Gurukul team ki
jai!
Chittahari Prabhu, Divya Prem Prabhu, Shadbuj Prabhu, Varahamurti Prabhu, Rukmanish Prabhu, Rasamandal Prabhu.
He's in two groups. He expands himself.
Bhakta Janak, Bhakta Manigandan, Jagadishwar Prabhu, Anaga Prabhu, Sri Vaikuntha Prabhu and all Gurukul children.
Tell all Gurukul come. No calendar.
Is this your own Salem calendar? Yeah, maybe I should take one. Beautiful, huh? They're all the same design? Yeah, you can give one to me. You can give later also. Careful of the camera. Careful with that camera, Eugene.
Then we have place number 5, Maitchari Namahata team. Distributed 507 Mahabig books, including Srimad Bhagavatam 10 sets and Chaitanya Charitamrita 3 sets, 170 big books, 2,666 small books, and 9 BTG subscriptions. Maitchari Namahata team, ki
jai!
Shyam Chaitanya Prabhu,
you're in the Gurukul group?
Mahavishnu Prabhu, Sri Gopikant Prabhu, Paradhyaya Prabhu, Tamal Kartik Prabhu, Devadeva Prabhu, Bhakta Manigandan, Bhakta Gunashekaran, Bhakta Manigandan.
How come Devadeva's in the... How come Devadeva's in that group?
Sundays he goes to Maitchari to his native place.
I see.
Bhakta Keshavan, Bhakta Kandasami, Bhakta Kartik. எல்லாரும் மகாராஜுக்கு முன்னால வந்து நமஸ்காரம் பண்ணுங்க.
So many devotees came out of Maitchari, yeah?
Oh, yeah,
Haribol. Start reading the next.
Place number 4, Murari Prabhu and Bangalore team.
Bangalore.
They distributed 1,083 Mahabig books. Gaur Premananda.
Haribol.
Look at the 3 Srimad Bhagavatam sets, 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets, 26 big books, 35 medium books and 40 small books.
So Murari and then?
Murari Prabhu,
Premeshwar
Thai Prabhu, Krishna Prashad Prabhu, Archanananda Prabhu, Madhur Gauranga Prabhu, Vrindaranya Prabhu, Bhakta Omkar, Bhakta Hans, Bhakta Suraj, Bhakta Amit, Bhakta Yashwant, Bhakta Subham, Bhakta Skanda.
Jai, Hare Krishna. Then read more names.
Place number 3, ISKCON Selam Mataji's team. They distributed 2 BTG subscriptions, 2,856 small books, 80 big books, and 1,190 Mahabig books, including 16 Bhagavatam sets and 14 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Gaur Premananda.
Haribol.
Sharanagati Mataji, Nrisinga Rakshita Mataji, Vijaya Mataji, Jignashvi Mataji, Bharishmati Mataji, Maheshani Mataji, Rati Manjari Mataji, Bhaktin Valarmati, Sukanya Mataji, Bhaktin Shyamala, Tattva Darshini Mataji, Mahalakshmi Priya Mataji, Jay Gaurangi Mataji, Kartiki Mataji, Sumati Mataji, Mangala Mataji, Kishori Mataji, Bhaktin Radha, Gaurangi Mataji, Sampada Mataji, Janava Mataji, Bhaktin Shanti, Nitya Leela Mataji, Bhaktin Gomati, Bhaktin Tangam, Utkarshni Champakalata Lata Mataji, Manada Mataji, Bhaktin Janavi, Bhaktin Mridubhala, Bhaktin Danusha, Krishna Premanandini Mataji, Bhaktin Pandiyammal, Bhaktin Kanaga, Bhaktin Sukanti.
Haribol, 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 Gaur Premanandi, Hari Haribol. Then?
And the place number 2, it's Maitreya Prabhu and Traveling Sankirtan Party. They distributed 275 Mahabig books and 57,886 small books. Gaur Premananda.
Where were they traveling?
Maitreya Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, Nandasuta Prabhu, Maharam Prabhu, Radha Dhamodar Prabhu, Mahamantra Prabhu, Lakshmi Narayan Prabhu, Archit Prabhu, Mangal Vaishnav Prabhu, Divya Roopa Nitai Prabhu, Jay Gopal Prabhu, Murali Vadan Prabhu, Kapila Prabhu, Hari Narsimha Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Sanatana Kumar Prabhu, Madhav Gopal Prabhu, Mukunda Mala Prabhu, Achyuta Kinkara Prabhu, Vilasa Vigraha Prabhu, Srinivas Krishna Das, Toshan Krishna Prabhu.
And there was a Guru Maharaj for this huge book distribution affair to pack the sets of my books. There were another 25 devotees in all, just packing and delivering. So we'll read their names also because they did tremendous service.
Ramachandra Kinkara Prabhu, Madhav Prashna Mataji, Chit Shakti Devi Mataji, Tulasi Manjari Mataji, Danta Mataji, Sumati Mataji, நாகேஸ்வரி மாதாஜி, சகதேவி மாதாஜி, பதித பாவனி கங்கா மாதாஜி, தம்யந்தி மாதாஜி, நந்தினி மாதாஜி, கிஷோரி மாதாஜி, பிரேமஸ்வரூபிணி மாதாஜி, பக்தின் கங்கா பாய், சத்யரூப மாதாஜி, மங்களா மாதாஜி, பக்தின் ஜமுனா, பக்தின் பக்திலதா, பக்தின் பத்மாவதி, பக்தின் லாவண்யா, பிரணத மாதாஜி, மதுமாலதி மாதாஜி, பக்த தாசரதி, பக்த கிஷோர் கோபால், பக்தி மாதேஸ்வரி.
Why are you laughing?
No, Kishore.
So some of them are like 3 years old or something. They're getting trained early.
Okay, and the first place, everybody knows. Jagan Mohan Gopal Prabhu and team, Gaur Premananda. So they distributed one big book. And that's all. One big book, yes, 130 small books also they distributed.
And apart from that, 27 lakh.
Yeah, and collected also, yeah, for construction. So Mahabig books, 15,789, including 637 Bhagavatam sets, Chaitanya Charitamrita 445, and Srila Prabhupada Lamrita's 35 sets.
Oh, that's only their group?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the whole of this. Oh, I thought it was the whole temple.
No, score is a little bigger, Guru Maharaj.
Oh.
Yeah, now we will see the score. So total score, please show the screen. ISKCON Salem distributed in December marathon. 19,930 Mahabig books.
Just.
You should have been
seeing as it came up, and you could have just done a few more, you could have made it up to 20,000.
684 sets of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Well, most of them were done by Jagan Mohan's group,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. 472 sets of Chaitanya Charitamrita, 35 sets of Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrita, 388 big books, 125 medium books, 67,326 small books, 131 BTG magazines and 20 subscriptions. So this counts for 90,325 book points. Translated book distribution, ki
jai!
Prabhupada ki
jai!
Guru Maharaj ki jai!
Jai Guru Maharaj Shri Prabhupada!
There is a devotees list who participate in the Jagan Mohan team. This is partial list, of course, because many devotees are all over the India and all over the world.
Gaur Bhagavan Prabhu and Radhika Mataji.
They distributed themselves 149 Srimad Bhagavatam sets, 106 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets, 2 Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita sets, 71 Mahabig, 1 big and 130 small books. Gaur Premananda!
Haribo!
Chal Pranam. Radha Raman Prabhu and wife, they distributed 90 Srimad Bhagavatam sets, 90 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets, 32 Prabhupada Lilamrita sets. They can come forward. And
Jagan Mohan Gopal.
You told me you were going to do it.
Bahulashwa Prabhu.
You told me you were going to do it, and you did do it. That's a good beginning.
Rashik Shekhar Prabhu, Naikatma Govind Prabhu, Stavapriya Prabhu, Nandasuta Prabhu, Mahamantra Prabhu, Jay Gopal Prabhu, Bhakta Oviraj, Utkarshani Mataji.
Stavapriya means he was on the construction site, and then in the evening he would go out also, is it?
He has given the contacts.
Given the contacts, yeah.
Utkarshani Champakalata Mataji distributed 32 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 12 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Utkarshani Mataji. Purushottam Chaitanya Prabhu and Indira Mataji distributed 16 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Hari Hari Bo.
Actually, Purushottam, you have a whole field in Goa, right?
Nisrima Rakshita Mataji distributed 11 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Bhaktin Sumati.
Some by context, some here.
You can do huge in Goa.
Bhaktin Sumati, 10 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Sringi Prabhu, 10 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Sundaravara Prabhu, 8 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 7 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Shyamarani Mataji, 7 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 7 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Jagadishar Prabhu, 7 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Bhakta Bhuvendiran, Jagan Mohan Gopal Prabhu. Bhakta Bhuvendiran, 5 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 5 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Sri Vaikuntha Prabhu, 4 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 2 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Vaikuntha Anand Prabhu and Sarveshwari Mataji, 4 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 4 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Bhaktin Tanuja, 4 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 3 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. Anaga Prabhu and Maheshani Mataji, 3 Srimad Bhagavatam sets and 1 Chaitanya Charitamrita sets. And Bhaktin Sudha, 2 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. Gaur Premanande!
Hari Bol!
Jagan Mohan Gopal Prabhu requesting you to come here.
Hare Krishna. Oh. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. And of course, the Prabhupada is the inspiration, and right here, inspiring you all the time, Gokul Chandra Prabhu. Oh, you were in England. You were sending blessings from Europe. Powerful blessings. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Transcendental Book Distribution Ki Jai, 2023 Book Distribution Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.